Support for the WXXI Business Report comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, a local mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
And now it's time for the WXXI Business Report. And Randy Gorman, I understand you have news about efforts to support high-tech startups locally.
Yes, Beth. Helping manufacturers in New York State, especially those involved in high-tech, became more competitive. That's one of the aims of a conference held last week in Rochester. It was hosted by NYSTAR, that's an offshoot of Empire State Development, and a statewide nonprofit called Fuse Hub. The two-day conference brought together entrepreneurs, innovators, and business leaders to showcase various kinds of technologies. Pravina Raghavan is an executive VP with Empire State Development. She notes that people from the investment community, like venture capitalists, were also at this conference.
So how do we bring those either corporate partners, because we have IBM here, Xerox, Applied Materials, or maybe even some more venture capitalists who wouldn't think about Rochester when they're thinking of where to make their next bet.
And Raghavan says that New York State already has somewhat of a competitive advantage when it comes to commercializing high-tech startups.
I think if New York State plays to its strengths, which we do well, you can see this being the next wave of innovation being here. I don't think we can be everything to all, but I think there are certain sectors that New York State just has a competitive advantage.
And those sectors, Raghavan says, are things like cybersecurity, smart cities, innovation, and artificial intelligence. Partly because the state already has universities working to commercialize those innovations, she says that does give the state a leg up there. Well, speaking of conferences, SPIE OptiFab starts today. It's on for a few days this week at the Rochester Riverside Convention Center. It's billed as the largest optical manufacturing conference and exhibition held in North America. More than 2,000 optics professionals, manufacturers, engineers, and scientists will be here to learn about the latest optical fabrication technologies. On Tuesday night, they'll host a banquet at the Hyatt Regency to raise money for optics programs at Rochester high schools. Some congrats going out from the Rochester Area Business Ethics Foundation. Last week, they handed out the annual Ethi Awards that recognizes businesses and organizations that do the right thing through strong ethical foundations. In the large category for employers with more than 150 staffers, Gore Bell, the Fishers-based company which develops varying kinds of cranes and other technologies and ergonomic lifting, got that award. The small business category saw the Ethi go to Farachi Lang, the Rochester-based law firm, which specializes in areas like personal injury, medical malpractice, and product liability. Cannabis producer Canopy Growth Corporation, the Canadian company, saying that it has appointed Constellation Brands Chief Financial Officer David Klein as the new chair of its board. Klein will take over from the interim chairman, John Bell. He'll continue on as a director. There's been some turmoil in Canopy Growth. Of course, Constellation has a big stake in them. Back in July, Canopy fired its co-founder, its co-CEO, Bruce Linton, after Constellation expressed disappointment over the company's financial performance. Bell was appointed as the interim chairman after Linton was ousted. Klein has been a director on Canopy's board since 2018. By the way, Constellation Brands has invested more than $4 billion in Canopy. And L3Harris Technologies has begun deliveries of a new enhanced night vision binocular, which provides the U.S. Army with improved situational awareness. The delivery part of an initial order under a $391 million contract the Army granted them back in 2018. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.